At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Well, good Tuesday morning to you. I'm Katie Pavlich here with Brian Wilson. It has been a very busy morning full of lots of news. And now we are pleased to welcome to the show senior contributor at CNBC, Larry Kudlow, and host of The Larry Kudlow Show on WMAL at Saturdays at 7 p.m., Larry Kudlow. Larry, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Morning, Katie.
Good to hear from you. Hey, so lots of breaking news. We've been hearing for a couple of days now that President-elect Donald Trump was going to appoint Rex Tillerson as the Secretary of State. It's been officially done this morning. Donald Trump tweeting about it, releasing an official statement. What are your feelings about this nomination?
Very positive. Very, very positive. I think it's an odd choice, and it's an inspired choice, because Rex Tillerson's a real smart guy. I know him a little bit. International oil, not gas guy. Mm-hmm. He's worked with probably more heads of state than anybody. And it's interesting, I was just looking at Bob Gates and Condoleezza Rice endorsed him for Secretary of State. So
That's
reassuring. I think it's a great choice, terrific choice.
How do you think he's going to handle the questions in front of his confirmation hearing about his relationship with Vladimir Putin and separating the business side of him and doing the best that he could, which he did very well for ExxonMobil, while also balancing out the interests of the United States in terms of foreign policy?
Well, I don't think there's a problem there. I never did. He knows he's now the Secretary of State of the United States, which is a completely different role. So I don't think any conflict at all. I mean, I think the key point here is that Rex Tillerson knows Putin, can sit around a table with Putin. They've worked together. That doesn't mean it's going to be harmonious, by the way, mm-hmm. because you have a different set of interests at stake. But again, I think the point is Tillerson knows people, heads of state all around the world, and I think that's a huge plus. Very few people can make that boast.
Well, I'm curious why we are accepting of this idea that a guy who has gone into places like Russia and Venezuela and Qatar and Kurdistan and have cut amazing deals for Exxon, why that guy wouldn't be somebody who would make a great Secretary of State, somebody who can go in and knows the lay of the land, knows the individuals, and now is going to try to negotiate good deals for the United States.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You're exactly right, Brian. And by the way, add China to your list. And by the way, add the Middle East to your list, mm-hmm. right? Exxon's been very active down there. And so, you know, he has a working relationship, quote unquote. But as you say, he's representing the USA, not Exxon. That makes a big difference. And, you know, knowing these people is always a good thing, not a bad thing. You know their strengths, you know their weaknesses. And I think, Trump the other day gave a speech. Jerry Seib was writing about it in today's Wall Street Journal. Trump does not want a heavy-handed foreign policy in the sense that we're going to overthrow heads of state here and there and so forth. He wants a more, shall we say, negotiating or negotiable foreign
diplomatic
policy. And I think that's a good thing, not a bad thing. I mean, we're going to blow up ISIS, make no mistake about that. We're going to go after them early in the game. Mattis is going to have a position paper from the Joint Chiefs of Staff, which Obama never had. Obama wouldn't accept any of their options. He insisted on doing them himself, however tragic that turned out. So I just think that now you've got seasoned veterans doing this stuff, not just liberal U.S. senators.
So another somewhat seasoned veteran in the area of energy is former Texas Governor Rick Perry, who is supposedly going to be Trump's pick for energy secretary. How do you think that's going to affect business here in the United States?
Drill, drill, drill.
Drill, drill, drill.
Drill, drill, drill. I coined that phrase the summer of 2008. I'm still saying it. Rick Perry's terrific. You know, he could never quite get out from under his gaffe back in whenever it was, the 2008 campaign. But he's very smart, very knowledgeable, obviously knows energy coming from Texas. He's going to work hard, I think, to remove some of the strangling regulations. I think that's really point number one. And I think point number two, he's a pipeline guy. We need pipelines. You know, you can talk about $1 trillion infrastructure. The reality is a big chunk of that has to be east to west pipelines. No, west to east. I'm sorry. Oklahoma to the northeast. So west to east pipelines. We need new refineries. We need LNG terminals. I think Perry's an excellent choice. He knows the story on all of that stuff. And it represents quite a political comeback for Rick Perry.
Yeah, it does. And I think we've underestimated Rick Perry. I think he was a great governor of the state of Texas for a lot of years, and I think he'll do well if that indeed turns out to be the case. Looks like it's going to be the case. I want to ask you about all of this stuff going on with the intelligence community and the CIA assessment that the Russians were hacking the election as it's been shortcut. That's the shortcut explanation, which is irresponsible on many different levels. How much do you put into this? I've noted a story here this morning on Reuters that says the Office of the Director of National Intelligence has not accepted the CIA's assessment as being one that they will endorse and go forward with.
Well, we will see. Look, hacking the election is nonsense. Doesn't there's no impact on the election. There is, however, a long-range impact about hacking. Mm-hmm. Hacking by our enemies. Let's include China in that, not just Russia. And who knows else? So if the intelligence agencies want to go through their own private analysis, assessment, you know, point of view, that's fine. If Congress wants to investigate that in the intelligence committees, that's also fine. What's not fine is this crying and weeping and whining by John Podesta, and that they threw the election to Trump because they were betting on him and trying to help him. That's just nonsense.
Right.
We have no evidence of that. And even if we had any evidence, it wouldn't have worked. But, yeah, people are cyber hacking. We ought to have an offensive strategy. If we can figure out who these folks are, and I think there are clear patterns here that the FBI and the CIA and others know about, then let's do something about it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What a concept. All right, we'll leave it there. Larry Kudlow, thank you so much. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.